Today's podcast was sponsored by two of my books available on Amazon and Kindle, The Socratic Parent and The Heroic Adventures of Miles and Maria. The Socratic Parent teaches parents how to use one of the most effective parenting strategies that foster intrinsic motivation and stokes an inner dialogue for your child. It leads to less demands and yellings from parents and more self-determination for your child as they excel socially, academically, and emotionally. The Heroic Adventures of Miles and Maria is a beautifully illustrated series of 8 books for children ages 3 through 10. The stories follow the adventures of Miles and Maria as they use the life skills we teach in this podcast throughout their day. Please find my books on Amazon by searching for my name, Paul Sweeto. Welcome to the Student Life Skill Podcast, Weekly Lesson Edition. At the beginning of each week, we provide you with a suggested life skill to use at home or at school. During the COVID-19 pandemic, our children's social and emotional health has never been more important. The life skills we encourage you to use are effective, they actually work, and they're efficient to learn, just taking minutes for children to comprehend and for parents and teachers to understand how to present the lesson. They're evidence-based and they're endorsed by professors at Northwestern University and the University of Chicago. I hope you find this podcast useful, and without further ado, welcome to the show. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's podcast of Student Life Skills. A quick reminder, an exciting announcement that studentlifeskills.com entire library of lessons, of video lessons, of downloadable worksheets are now completely free during COVID-19. Go to studentlifeskills.com, click on the free membership button all over that website, and you will have access to all of the lessons that we're talking about. So this week, we're going to discuss a life skill called apologize. It's under our heading of friends and family, and apologize is, of course, what it sounds like, saying you're sorry. What's interesting during the pandemic and when families are in such close proximity together for hours and days and weeks and months at a time is we can get, kind of salty or snappy with each other. And there have been occasions in my family and for me personally that I have found myself apologizing even more than often. So, of course, I'm imperfect. I'm apologizing for a variety of things now and again. But being at home and being with the same people, sometimes my bad mood may infiltrate theirs and I have to apologize. So, think about how valuable of a lesson this is for our children. Oftentimes, children may be hesitant to apologize because they think they need to be right. Or if they are wrong and they admit guilt, does that say something about who they are as a human being? Does it degrade their worth or their value? And children wouldn't say it in those words, but there's something scary about saying, I apologize, I was wrong, I'm imperfect, and really embracing that. So many times when children are afraid of or refusing to apologize, it's not so much that they're being mean about it, but they're worried that if they apologize, they admit the faults, does that say something bad about themselves? We want to encourage them to consider reframing, redefining what apologizing is. And what we write about in the Student Life Skill book is that apologizing is one of the kindest, most courageous things that you can do for another person. And we talk about the value of how not only is it good for you, but the person who receives your apology oftentimes feels more connected to you. Like, oh, you made mistakes too. I make them also. Sure, I'll forgive you. And it often brings the relationship and friendship even closer. Once they give the apology, in our worksheet, what we ask them to do is to reflect on how they felt when they gave the apology, how they felt afterward, and also what the response was from the other person. We're hoping that the response was positive and that their feelings were also positive so that it reinforces the notion that if they do make mistakes in the future, that they'll take ownership of it and apologize. So It's a very simple skill. Again, from time to time, we want to teach these skills where we take the spotlight off of the child or student, and we could put them in a role of expert and have that child teach the skill of apologizing to others. We can always reference a book or a story, a TV show in which one of the characters is apologizing, or maybe they should apologize. And again, we want to see if the child can take a look at apologizing and this skill from a couple perspectives, from their own perspective, and then also from the perspective of others. It's really healthy for them to start viewing life from the eyes of other people and from their own, so that when they do say something wrong or do something wrong, they could say, wow, if I was receiving that, I would understand why that person was feeling upset, even though I didn't intend that to be the case. Or maybe they did, we don't know. But that is going to be an incredibly helpful skill this week. I hope you guys enjoy it, and I will see you next week. Be well. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Please connect with us at studentlifeskills.com. And if you would like to reach us, send us an email at info@studentlifeskills.com with any questions or suggestions. And we would love it if you have a moment to please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you know any teachers, therapists, or parents who may benefit from our podcast, please spread the word. Wishing you an excellent week ahead, and thanks for listening.